Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Art Berry. And Art, getting ready to go on the big tour, man.
Absolutely. I'm real excited. I'm just looking forward to it. It's been a dream come true for the FLW Tour to come out west and give the western guys an opportunity to come back east and show what we got. So I'm really looking forward to the opportunity.
Well, you're no rookie. I mean, you've been out there the Everstart Trail course this year. You finished second. You know, you've been known out west for going out there and catching those big fish and really whacking on them. But to go out and make that next step and get on the tour, that's got to be something that's been a highlight for you.
Absolutely, it really is, and I truly believe that you're only as good as the fish that you catch, and I think you learn a little bit from every one that you catch. And I live in an area in Southern California where we get a chance to fish 365 days a year, and I'm a full-time guide at Diamond Valley Lake, which is a lake where the fishing is absolutely incredible there, and I'm just looking forward to translating that confidence that I've developed over the last couple years of just always being able, always catching them, always fishing every day that I can. Been fishing you know, over 300 days a year the last 2 years, and out west, and just building that confidence. I think to get to the tallest peak, you got to have the biggest foundation on the bottom, and I think out west, it's really giving me that real strong foundation, and I'm looking forward to taking it to the top.
Well, I got to talk a little bit about San Diego. You know, you talked about fishing 300 days. That may be the only place in the country you can do that. You know, the weather's so perfect. You get that opportunity to see that changing weather, the hot days, a lot of that kind of stuff that translates into maybe when you come out east, having some of that same thing going on for you.
Absolutely. You know, we learn at so many different lakes. That's what's so great about fishing in Southern California is, you know, that we might have 20 different lakes that all have 10-pound-plus fish in them, but they're all within 50 miles of each other. So, I mean, to wake up in the morning and have a decision of where you're going to go, it all depends on, you know, the weather conditions, where you want to go fish. But when the water temperature rarely drops below 55 degrees and rarely gets over 85 degrees, you know, the optimum conditions for fishing are pretty much all year. I mean, the conditions change, you know, weekly, but the fishing in general is just very, very good. So it helps out a lot.
You know, as you see a lot of lakes across the country, the raising and falling of water levels and some of that, you really don't run into that too much out there, do you?
No, Lake Pleasant is in Arizona, which I was fortunate enough to take second there last year in the Everstart tournament, and also took second there this year in the Everstart tournament. It is a lake that drops about 80 feet a year, which is a very good lake to learn transition fishing and how to follow them in the creek channels and stuff. And I've been spending a lot of time there, and I know back east there's lots of reservoirs like that, and I'm looking forward to that, and also the shallow water fishing that we have in San Diego. I mean, shallow water grass fishing, you know, I mean, that is just up my alley, power fishing shallow, and I'm just really excited about fishing back east next year.
Well, you know, I guess first thing that comes to mind is the California guys, the West Coast guys in particular, have really started to come out and dominate, you know, as a southeastern sport for the most part. A lot of great, great anglers out in the southeast part of the country, Texas, of course. But now all of a sudden, these California guys are coming out of the woodwork and winning big events.
Well, I truthfully believe it's in the amount of days that you're able to fish and in the amount of fish that you catch in a year. You learn every time you catch one, and it's every different condition, every different opportunity. But when you have a chance to catch them every day of the year and you fish a lot, you take that confidence out there, and you don't know any different. It's just what you do. I mean, I think that when you're constantly catching them, you know, it's just the confidence thing, and that's one thing that you can never beat in your tackle box is confidence. And when you got that, you're really hard to beat.
Well, you know, you talk about the big swim baits, and, you know, of course, that's been a phenomenon, you know, with the California guys coming out east and using the big swim baits. You have kind of made a forte in that as well. You talked about the power fishing, but you love throwing those big baits as well.
Absolutely. I love fishing for big fish. And in San Diego, we have a situation there where we have a lot of trout-fed lakes. But not only that, power fishing with the big swim bait everywhere, even in lakes that don't have trout. Fishing for big smallmouth with perch-colored swim baits. I mean, I'm just looking forward to going back east and applying some of these techniques that we use out west that guys in the east, these fish back there have never seen. And I know that they eat them. I've caught thousands of bass on them. And I'm just excited. Excited about the opportunity to show them something a little different, and I think that's why the guys, again, from the West have been doing that. We do things differently because of the amount of days that we fish, and I think that all of that, you know, in one package is going to put one of the Western guys on top for a while, and I'm looking forward to that opportunity. Again, I can't thank Everstart and FLW enough for giving us guys out west a chance to make a living at this sport, and that's what we're here for. We're here to make the sport bigger and better, and to have that chance is a dream come true for me, that's for sure.
Well, the prize money, of course, you're talking about, you know, when you're looking at a championship event with $500,000, you know, and the prestige is associated with that. But, you know, you're talking about going to Lake Erie and using a swim bait, catching those big, big smallmouth. You know, that's probably never been done before, at least never been tried before. You got that confidence in that bait, you're probably going to catch a few.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, we're talking about, you know, at that time of year, they're talking about catching 5 to 7 pound smallmouth. And 5 to 7 pound smallmouth, I know they eat perch. They eat river perch. That's what they love to eat. It's no different than a bass in San Diego that loves to eat bluegill or a red ear sunfish or, you know, a frog of some sort. But I can tell you this, that when you get a chance to go out there in the swim baits that they make nowadays, especially out west, we have some swim baits that are absolutely incredible. And to have some hand-poured sun perch or a white perch of some sort that you can pull up on the computer, get the exact color scales down, and have a guy hand pour the swim bait for you, and the thing swims as good as it does. I mean, how can you not catch them? And when you put something like that in the water, again, that confidence level rises to another level, and you know that there's nobody else out there doing it, and that, again, accelerates the confidence, and that's what you can't beat, and that's what I'm really excited for. I'm just excited for the opportunity to be able to fish and to get excited about it. And, you know, this is a dream come true for all bass fishermen. And to the ones that are out there, you know, just never give up. That's all I can tell you.
All right, I'm going to go down technique a little bit with you. You know, with a big power bait, big swim bait, you know, you're going to move out east with that a little bit. You know, what are the line types? What type of rod are you using with that? You know, kind of go through that if you would.
You bet. Most of the time, I'm using a braid a lot of times with the big wood bait. We throw the wood like an AC plug. There's an MC slammer. There's a lot of Western wood type baits that we use on top. Those generally are used on a braided line, 50 to 65 pound. But the majority of the time, we're going to be using a swim bait of sort that runs under the water. And there's lots of different types. 316 Lure Company makes an incredible swim bait, bluegill patterns, every pattern you can think of. And we're talking about anywhere from 15 to 20-pound line, depending on the type, the depth that you want the swim bait to get to. A lot of the swim baits that I fish, I like to fish from the surface to about 2 to 3 inches underneath of the surface. And those swim baits, I'll generally fish with 18 to 20 pound Maxima, ultra green line, just something that's got a little bit of stretch in it, so it has a little bit of stretch, gives the fish a chance to get that big bait into their mouth. But when you have the right bait on that type of line, fluorocarbon is not as good on the swim bait, because what you want to have is you want to have the slowest retrieve with the most action with the bait. That's the key deal, is a very slow retrieve with lots of action. But with the fluorocarbon, it sinks, so it has a tendency for you not to be able to do that. A lot of times it'll get hung up in the grass a little bit more. So the monofilament is definitely a lot better on the swim baits, and the braid line on the wooden bait that I like to use a lot. The wooden bait is a secret little deal that the guys out west have been whacking them for years on it, and it's just an unbelievable bait that bass can't resist. There's all these wooden rats that we got out now, and there's all kinds of different frogs. It's just an exciting thing of what bass fishing is going to now, and the lures that we're using. You know, I was joking with a friend of mine, but you know, you can almost see a marlin trolling boat out there with outriggers out with, you know, these big 12 to 15 inch swim baits on the back of them, fishing for 20 to 30 pound bass. I mean, I can tell you this, where I live at, we see them, and I know what they look like, and I know what they eat, and they eat big baits, and it's just it's so exciting. And when you have a chance to, you know, translate that confidence just to fishing in general, it helps out a lot.
Well, I can tell you what, talking to you and knowing you a little bit, I know you don't ever lack confidence. You're going to go out east and get this FLW tour a little bit of a shot, aren't you?
Well, I really am. I just love the sport of bass fishing. I love fishing so much in general, and I grew up as a kid fishing. My dad was a professional fisherman, and my parents were a Ranger boat dealer when I was growing up, and I tell you this, I just love fishing, and when you get a chance to go out there and you get a chance to catch bass, man, it's just great. It's just so exciting, and it's just such a great challenge, and you're with such such a great group of guys, and you know, I'm just so blessed to have a talent that has got me this far, and I'm just looking forward to the future with a great heart.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.